stress and early death. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Can stress contribute to an early death? It can if you're a dragonfly larva. Freshwater ecologist Shannon McCauley, now at Cal Poly, and her colleagues at the University of Toronto exposed dragonfly larvae to the sights, sounds, and smells of their predators, but didn't actually let them get eaten. McCauley says they were much more likely to die an early death than larvae that led a predator-free existence.
Populations under stress, and this can be all sorts of different animals, are more vulnerable to things that might otherwise not actually cause them to die. So if you think about animals in polluted environments, animals in fragmented environments, things that might normally not kill them, they might become vulnerable to.
While dying from stress might not sound adaptive, McCauley says increased vigilance against predators in the short term might mean that animals have less reserves to fight infection and disease in the long term. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.